This is when you realize you're not good at cheating. And it's when you get caught. As soon as you get caught, you go, I'm not good at this.
You guys always get caught.
Well, I wasn't good at it this time. I've never been good at it. But this one time,
yeah, come on.
I'm at my place, you know, got my little place. It's all, you know, I've got fake fur all on the couch and everything. Got my little... Got my little pictures on the wall, my seat, my albums. You know, the albums, got the albums on the wall, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting there chit-chatting, you know. We listen to some loofah, we listen to some loofah. All of a sudden, a brick comes through the window, right?
What? God, no. He's saying right like this is normal.
And with his rap, it didn't have a note on it, so I didn't know who it was from.
He's so stupid.
It didn't have a... Normally, if somebody throw a brick through your window...
Right, it's a note on it.
It's a note. Yeah. And it was a nice-sized brick, right? Not a rock. I didn't say a rock. This was a brick. So, I'm here to tell you, nothing changes the mood in a room.
Like a brick.
Like a brick coming through your window.
Put all your little sexy fur and your albums and all that. Forget all that, right?
I can hear outside. I still didn't know who it was. Bring your old ass out here.
You ain't going out there, though. You still hear Luke.
Rule number one, never go outside. You never go outside. And it killed, not only that you don't go outside, but it changed the mood of inside. So I couldn't go outside, and I had nothing inside. Because what was inside,
naked?
No, I wasn't naked. But what was inside left.
Oh.
So she left, because that changed the mood right there.
Oh, okay.
When you see a brick, and then bring your old ass outside.
But when you saw the brick, you had no idea.
Oh, I kind of had an idea who threw the brick, but... The mood was changed. So that's my confession.
All right.
Wow.
Junior?
Yeah.
Junior.
I might well go and tell y'all this.
What happened, Junior?
This is something happened back in college. Uh-huh. And I lied to the fellas.
Yeah.
You know how your boy got a girl, then she got the friend.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they want you to talk to the friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't attractive at all. Now, I told him I didn't do nothing with the girl, and I did. And I actually did. I did it. I took one for the league, not the team. Took this for the league. I'm telling you, it was the most craziest thing, Jay, because she had this thing where she just kept looking at me. Like, say something. Give me some encouragement. How am I doing? You know, just keep looking at me. Your eyes wide open and it's breathing in this room. It's like five people in here. And my boy like, man, did you do that? I said, I ain't do nothing. I ain't want nobody to know.
But you did it.
But I did it. I did do that.
You know she told.
Oh, I know she was speaking.
She told.
But dog, it was like she kept breathing. I said, say something. Quit looking at me. The whole time. Man.
She told everyone.
I might well just.
That's just your confession.
Hey, Z, man, I did it, dog. So you know, man. I did.
Mine ain't that bad.
Yours not that bad?
No, mine ain't that bad. I was young, man. I was about, probably about 22.
Uh-huh.
And so I started dating this girl that worked at Ford.
Uh-huh. Bad move. Very bad move.
I didn't think so at the time.
You didn't care.
No, I was probably about 21. So I finally took a long time, got her to go out to dinner with me. Went to this restaurant up on Northfield by the horse track called Brown Derby.
Oh, okay.
So we walk into Brown Derby. I got my little Pierre Cardin suit on, everything. We sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, man, big, thick knot.
Fly.
Got my little fro and everything. You know how you feel somebody staring at you?
Yeah.
And, it was kind of dimly lit in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when my eyes adjusted, I look, and the other girl I'm dating is in there with her mama having dinner. And she just staring at me.
Just looking at you, right?
I'm talking about, man, upside my head. Her mama back to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, I'd have been over that house, man.
Bunch of times.
Was this your girl?
30 times.
Oh, okay, well, did they know you?
That was your girl.
So they know you.
Yeah, they know you.
Yeah, that was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's staring at me. So far, I pick her out I look across through these little vase with the flowers in it. Dog, you'd have thought I was in the jungle somewhere. I look around and we made eye contact. I jerked my head so I wouldn't look at her no more. I sat there, man. I didn't know what to do, man. I'm young. I'm trying to work this out.
Right.
So I said, man, I got to do something. So I got up. Mm-hmm. She looked dead at me as soon as I got up and walked towards the bathroom. Here she come.
Oh, no.
So when I got ready to make the left to turn into the bathroom, I just kind of peeked back to see if she was there with her mama. She was halfway across the restaurant. So I ain't make the left.
You left, huh?
You hit the toe.
Went straight on out that door.
You hit the toe.
Now, my car, I parked a long way from the restaurant, because the restaurant was crowded. Uh-huh. So I'm on the other end. So I walked out the restaurant and just walked to the corner and crossed the street. All I hear is, Steve! Steve!
Oh, God.
Act like I ain't here.
You didn't hear.
You didn't hear.
I walked off. Now, guess what I did?
Okay, what did you do?
Think I went back and get the car?
What?
You caught the bus home.
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.